there? What can you get out of that?
Very good to discuss Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Hilchos of washing one's hand. We find in the Tumah Vatar in the Torah, there's plenty of places, many sedas discuss a person becomes Tumah, touching a sheret, so whatever Tumah it is, he goes to Mikveh. Before Mikveh he's Tumah, if not going to Mikveh he is Tumah. Now you can't put your head into Mikveh, it's not good enough. You can't put your head into Mikveh to here. The whole body has to go to Mikveh. The Tumah is on the whole body, it's not the half body is Tumah, the Tumah is on the whole body, and the Tara is the whole body. There is no halfway Mikveh. So the whole concept of Tumah Tara only applies to a full person. The full person is Tumah, and the full person has to go to Mikveh and to be Tumah. Chazal came in the Machadish, you can have half a Tumah. What is a Chiddush? The Chiddush is, part of a body can be Tumah, the other part of the body is not Tumah. Hands. Hands is part of the body. So you can have a Tumah only on the hand. It's a Chiddush of Chazal. Chazal and Mechadish, there is such a concept that the hands are Tumah. The Chiddush, till here it's Tumah, till here it's not Tumah. How does it go? That's how it works. It's a Tumah Drabonah, which is what goes on the hands. Now, the Lechatchila, you have to know now, once the Tumah is only on the hand, how do you get rid of the Tumah of the hand? Now there is a certain tumah of the hand that you have to dip your hand in the mikveh. There is a tumah yadayim, it is taz yadayim. For kodesh, if you want to touch kodesh, and your hands are tumah midrabbonon, you have to metal them. How do you metal them? You go to the mikveh and you put your hands in the mikveh. I mean, there is no such concept. There is no use of dipping your hands in the mikveh. Your hands is part of the body, your hands itself is nothing. But the Rabbana made the concept of Tumah on Yudayim, and at the same time they made the concept of Taras Yudayim. So you dip your hand into a mikveh, the kosher mikveh, and then it's kosher for Kodesh. When it came to Tumah, they say, so you know that you should eat Tumah, you eat Tumah every day. It was Masa B'chol Yoyim, it was the normal food they had. So you can't always run to the mikveh. They made it Kodesh, you know, this Tumah of the Yudayim, how do you get rid of it? By washing with the Kodesh. A special color, there is Netilas Yadayim. So in the time that they used to eat Tumah, if the hand became Tumah, the Moshe, a hand who touched the Oichel, who touched some Tumah Rishon, normally only Ava Tumah, stronger Tumah can be Tumah man. If I touch Rishon Tumah, somebody comes home from Beis HaKvoros. So he is the Ava Tumah. I say hello to him, I touch him, then I become Tumah. If I touch now another person, I can't make Tumah. Once you're not Av, you can't make Tumah Odom. But with your Yadayim, the Rabbanah made the Chumrah, that even from Rishon you can catch Tumah. That means my hand can become Tumah. My hand touched the Rishon, my hand become Tumah. And they are the level of a Tumah Sheni, a very weak level of Tumah, is the Tumah Yadayim that Chazal made the Gzeirah, is a Gzeirah that they are Shniyim, the second level of Tumah. That you can either become this Tumah by touching Tumah, or Chazal said, Yadayim Maskoni Yishem, his hands are always busy with all different things, therefore they gave it in Tumah. So you're not allowed to touch Tumah till you wash your hands. Because the hands is Sheni, and Tumah can become Tumah from a Rishon, from a Sheni as well, Tumah can be a Shlishi. Then my hand, I've got a Tumah Sheni Midrabbonon, I'm not allowed to touch Tumah. So therefore, before I eat Tumah, I have to wash my hands. That was the original Tkona. The first Tkona was, Tumah, you're dying for Tumah, and it goes away with the Tila, with the Kli. Then they made the Shlema Melech Tkona. Then they made the second Tkona. The first Tkona was only for Kodesh. Then they made it for Chulin. And then they said, you know, a basic food like bread, we give it to Chumrah like Tumah. We give it to Chumrah like Tumah. That means any heat is not a Kli. Anybody who touches bread, here we give it a special chumrah, like Tumah, and it's more for training. There's a training where you're born in Beis HaMikdash, and we also have to eat kachim, because we want to eat shlomim, even if you are not kohenim. So we have to eat kachim, so you have to know how to keep our hands clean. Spiritually clean. Therefore, Chazal made it kol. If you want to eat bread has got the same halacha, like a piece of Tumah. So if you had an apple at the time with Beis HaMikdash, which was Tumah, why do you have to wash your hands? For an apple as well, nicht no bread, but the apple was drummer. And you can't just touch the apple with your hands, it's possible, you can't eat it anymore. You have to wash your hands first before you would eat a trummer food. Oh, and they made it kind of for us, for non-trummer, they say only on bread and not on food. I mean, somebody who doesn't eat trummer, just today when he's chulin and he wants to wash his hands every time he eats an apple, it's hard to make us. Shouldn't be misleading. There is a mechaber who says there is a musik of dovo shetibule b'mashke. Any food that is still wet, you have an apple, you wash the apple, you want to eat it like that, don't bother drying the apple. Now you're having a wet food. A wet food can easily catch tumen. The Evrazel made it corner just like if you eat bread, which is not tumen. You still have to wash your hands. So if you eat the food which is still wet, or you have a biscuit, you dip it in your tea, anything that's wet, before you eat it, you have to wash until it's done. He says, now, look, you don't need to say a brocha. You say it without a brocha. You can say it without a brocha. You can say it without a brocha. Is the Mishmur bring a lot of poskim say that's not accepted this halacha? But Mishmur is not happy about it. It's not accepted. Is according to Mishmur, if a person eats any wet food without a spoon, you either dip a biscuit into a drink, or you have a grapes that were washed. You want to eat them like that, so I'm not dried up. You should get up and wash your hands from until it's done. If not, middle of the meal, wash your hands until it's done without the broch. Mishmur says, some person say it's mutter, it's not the girl, but he doesn't like it. He says, really, strictly speaking, dovo shetibule b'mashke, you should wash your hands. But let's go back to the bread itself. For bread, yes, man, the palik, if you have bread, you have to wash your hands, and you can't eat bread without washing your hands. There is several halachas in washing one's hands. It's halacha that you need to have a keli. What is the keli? The halacha of the keli. It's halacha of the water. There is halacha of how the water comes onto your hand. With koyach gavra. Can't come by itself. If a keli spilled just over your hand, that's not good. It has to be somebody who's a man who is actually pouring it onto your hand. You can be the man yourself. This koyach gavra. And then there's halacha of drying the hands. Now I want to start with a keli. Chazal made it common and they said minimum shear, the keli has to have a minimum shear. And the minimum shear of a keli is a ravis. A ravis from a kiddush brecha. A ravis. The interesting thing is, I'm struggling to wash with this twice in each hand. You don't need twice in each hand, but I'm struggling with enough water. Chazal say one ravi is enough to wash both hands with it. And the klal is if you use less than a ravi per hand, the water becomes tumah. As soon as you pour the water on it, the water becomes tumah. You don't want tumah water, so you need to pour again. So you pour once, and then the hand is tumah, and the water becomes tumah. And you pour again to wash away the tumah water, and the same with the second hand. That means four times washing with one ravi. I'll show you a ravi of chayim. It's a Rizu Chayim. If you don't believe me, we will make an experiment. I think it's even more than a Rizu Chayim. I don't know how it's possible with such a Riz to wash your hand twice, the whole hand. I don't know why they say halacha. That's just if you're on the way. If you're on the way, you haven't got anything bigger than this, can pour it a few times, can use the keli again. If it's less than a revius, you have a lechayim glass, it doesn't help to pour 100 times. Because the keli has to have a revius. Even if you don't use the whole revius, the keli has to have a revius. But if the keli has got a revius, it's a prime. You want a chaznish revius, it's a chaznish revius. So much more. How much more is it? Especially got it today.
No, they're supposed together now.
Yeah, 250.
150
to 100
liters?
Yeah, I'm just not that. 150, 100, 150. So that is a fila chazlishir. Imagine. This is a chazlishir to wash your hands. So you can't never say you haven't got the keli all the way. If your mom is stuck, you have got no water, no keli, today you buy bottled water. You buy a bottle of water, that's a wine water, but you buy a bottle of water, you open up the lid, and that's kosher keli. This is a keli. Doesn't need to be big, you wash it, something like that. But simply, if you haven't got the keli to wash, buy a bottle, find some water, either buy water, it's not so hard to find water, and you wash yourself with the bottle. It's a bit harder to wash, and you can still wash your hand properly. So even if the spout is small, but it's big enough to wash you, and it has no chip, and this is kosher. Now, the halacha is, the king has... Why shouldn't you think that's not good enough? It's a keli, it lasts for a good few weeks. It's just a plastic. I would wash with that.
And the special cup?
I don't think it's a dish. They look like a kiddish to begin.
Otherwise, okay.
I can't be sure. This is such a modern child, and you won't find this or not. I want to check. Can you see this wall, this keli? This keli is not straight. Is it kosher from the Tiras Dan? Why is it not kosher from the Tiras Dan? The reason why it's not kosher from the Tiras Dan. Because can you see the black part of the keli will not hold any water. This is the lowest point, and all water will fall out from the lowest point. So since all water comes out of the lowest point, anything above it is not called a keli. See, wherever it's black, the water doesn't reach. The water doesn't reach still here. But therefore, this is not keli. And this bit is not keli. And if I watch from this side, I'm going through part of keli, it's not a keli. So a keli like that you can use, providing the whole washing comes from here, and at that spot it's a keli, because the keli can hold water. That spot is not a keli. But that spot is a keli. So therefore, if you wash like this from that spot, that's still kosher, because you have used the keli chelet of the keli, which is still a cable keli, and you haven't used this bit, which is not capable of here a choice of different waters to be used for the Tiras Dan. I've got this one here. I mistake, I put my finger into it. I've got this one here. She's not very clean. It's from today's rainwater. It's not very clean. It's full of a little bit of sand. And then I've got this one. I've got this one. Which one would you use?
So there's three of the same. It's the same coffee.
I won't see whether they're the same. That's the most clean one.
It's
the
same bucket.
Eh?
Also the same.
But
those two are the same. From the same bucket.
Yeah, but you will see it's a difference.
You can't see.
You can see it. You can see it if you remember.
Why
are you
putting your finger in?
Oh, is it wrong? That's wrong with you now. Is it wrong to put the finger in?
That one is, I don't think that one.
So what's wrong with that one? Is that perfect? Is the can put another case? This water is possible.
Sounds fine.
Why?
Sounds
fine. No, put over it. The water is possible. You know why?
Why?
Because Nasibay Malocha, I used it to measure this cup. So that's called Nasibay Malocha. I first used to fill it in and pour the water over. Now it's possible for the dealer. Because it's you, what was the melacha? The melacha was to measure this cup. I used that water. Now, both in here. First I measured this cup, then I measured that cup is possible, can never be used for this. That. Here, as the sofer.
If you try to measure it in order to know how much water to use.
It's a melacha. And indeed,
the melacha. It's a melacha to know how much you need to
use. Yes, then you use new water. First you measure it, then you use, can't use the water that's been used for any melacha. Here I had the sofer. I showed you how to wash. I showed you how to wash. That's called the melacha. That's the washing itself. They are measuring is not the washing itself. They are fitted to wash it. And I told you, this you can use, this you can't use. Yeah, this could be, that's not called Nasba melacha. Nasba melacha, even I've done it work. Giving a shear is also melacha. But I have done it, I have prepared it for the Tiras time, explained that here it's kosher, it's not kosher. I think this will still be kosher. I would say that's not called Nasba melacha. Now dirty water is halacha is like that. Dirty water you can't use, but the Shpul said something is naturally dirty. Because every water has got somewhere sand in it, or in its original place. So all I've got, it's not clean, but it's not actually dirt. If you leave water for a long time, and it naturally gets dirty, it's toigoichtish. I feel like you haven't done anything to it, naturally it gets clean. Just from standing, it's also absurd. It's also absurd. You put some paint into it, you put something else into it. But if all it's in it is natural bit of sand that you find in natural water, since this is part of natural water, it's not a psul, therefore it's kosher.
So plain rainwater?
Plain rainwater is kosher. So you can put this on the rain, even if you get the sand. You see, you get some sort of dirt in it, but that's not called the dirt that we call dirty water, and it's kosher for until it's a dime. Pardon? It's
how far does it go? I mean, if you take it off the roof, it pours down.
I think it's quite
more than just a bit of.
It depends. If it's from the roof, that's not the natural. If the roof gets dirt to it, but if it's just because we're in the atmosphere and some sand and some, that's okay.
And is the same thing that water there, similar to water?
Mikro water. Mikro water is not absurd. Mikro water, even if it's dirty, it's kosher. That's only when it's not mikro, because you haven't got the full mikro, you've got the rabbis.
And the same type of water.
Well, in mikveh you have the problem with the mikveh, it's always dirty, all rainwater is dirty water. That's why you have to find eitzes, that's the one of the problems with the mikveh, how to get a clean mikveh if rainwater is dirty. Shame, you have a fire next to it, and you put the clean water, you look at it, you make the chivur, and that makes it kosher, so you don't need to turn it actually. It's actually, because there is one mikveh which is pure rainwater, it's a little bit tinted. So those who tough come on rainwater have to accept that this. If you see only this, you don't realize. If you compare the two, you see it's a little tint to it. It's use it for to put chemical in it to keep it clean. But it's pure rainwater, 100%. 100% rainwater, 4,500 liter of rainwater. It's one makeup. All the other makers, you don't dip in rainwater. You dip in other water, it's connected to the rainwater. You have the clean water, it's connected, and the other is it's already settled, the other rainwater, and you put new water into where you toivel. So you have clean water, it's connected to the rainwater, therefore it doesn't affect us.
Why finger in there?
Oh, finger in there, that's the whole concept, you just want to mention it with one minute. Whenever you use water for until it's dying, the water becomes stomach. There's exceptions. One exception is, if you use a ravias, water doesn't become stomach. If I wash myself with a ravias wine, with a ravias, the water is not tumma. They were doing it the second time to wash off the tumma water because you had the full ravias in one hand. Full ravias in one hand, you don't need to, the water is not tumma. It's azar. The water only becomes tumma if it's been used for natila. That means, if I have got water here, and I've got dirty hands, let's wash my hands. Now wash my hands in it. Yeah? That water is not tumma. Maybe not for melacha. Oh, it's not tumma. Why? Because the reason why I put my hands in it wasn't part of the Netilas Yadayim. It was just for cleanliness. See, if it wasn't part of the Netilas Yadayim, it doesn't become tumma. As soon as I start washing, it has to be that the water was used by derech Netilas. And anything but derech Netilas, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying the Shitz Chasnish, I'm saying the Pashas Mishpura Shitta is, if you fall before you wash, you went under the tap, you wash your hands. And they are soaking wet, you can wash straight away. Why? Because no tumma water. But this water has only a mile. How did it become? It became because I want to wash my hands and I open the tap and I wash them.
So I have to dry themselves before they wash my
hands. How finish? No, wait a minute. There's one case where it's important. But generally, when you have your own hands and you don't dry, what happened is, if you wash one hand, and by mistake, or this hand, that's the tiller. Then you touch the other hand, it's tummy. Now all the water becomes tummy. But that was there the tiller water. The water came into your hand, there the tiller, and then you touch the toma hand, that's the Torah hand. Now this toma hand makes the whole water toma. Now you take a time, you have to dry it properly, because it's a little bit left, it makes everything else toma. But only was there the tiller. It has to be there the tiller. Or another case, a person washed himself, took a water, okay, and then he holds the cup in just the other hand. It doesn't know you have to wash twice. So this water is Toma, this water on here is Toma. And that was there, the tiller. Because I washed myself, and with my Toma hands I touched this. And now anybody who touches will become Toma.
Only
if you didn't use the Levis. Yeah, only if you didn't use the Levis. He didn't use the Levis in one go, and then he touched it. So now you have ruined it, you have made all this Toma. So if it's a public place, you don't know how people wash.
They tissues in the restroom.
Yeah, that's all for that. But if you know that everybody washed before you washed properly with the revias, there was no tumma water, the fact that there's water, the fact you put your hands into the water doesn't make it tumma. Only tumma of water is only derech netilah. It comes within, during and through the netilah. That's the cooler. So what time you finish? 20 bars?
Yeah.
You only need twice to have revias, but if you look at this, if this revias have plenty, you can't be much less than revias. Anybody who washes with the revias.
Yeah, but otherwise, if it's not revias, it should be a problem.
You pump twice.
Yeah.
Instead of doing twice, a lot of people think it's like neighbor.
That could be a problem, because then they touch it.
Yeah, people make this mistake.
That could be a problem, then they touch this. But it's very difficult to wash less than revias. If you have this as a revias from a prime, no, look how little it is. 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 Even the Chaznish revias is.
It can quite easily happen on the last pour.
You have ever less than this amount of water?
For the last pour.
No, you have divided into four.
No, I'm saying the last pour that you're pouring.
Could be, yeah. And look, if it happens, it happens.